It's the Sports Media Beat. I'm Dan Lovallo, and we are putting this report together on September the 30th, 2019. And we have the overnights in for the NFL. And let me tell you, the NFL is really killing it this year. I know that this bothers some people, and I know other people say, yeah, good, good for the NFL. But for those who root against the NFL from a ratings perspective, you're not going to like what I'm about to report, because the National Football League had big ratings over the weekend on September 29th particularly. They scored their highest Sunday night football rating in 4 years. They had the game between the Dallas Cowboys and the New Orleans Saints, and that got a 15.5 overnight. And that's the best for a Sunday night game, week four, since 2015, when the Packers and Niners in week four got a 16.4. And in the very important demo, the 18 to 49 age group, that's where they spend the money, right? That 18 to 49 age group, NBC got a 5.6 for the game and a 24 share, compared to CBS and a 1.7 and a 7 share. Think about that. Sunday night, a 24 share to a 7 share. You talk about a blowout. But there were other games in the afternoon which scored well. For example, the CBS game between the Vikings and the Bears, that snagged a 13. Now, you might say, what are two NFC teams doing on CBS? Well, that's that flex scheduling that they now have, where on occasion the NFL will throw one of the networks a bone, even though CBS principally carries the AFC. Well, we'll give you an NFC game. And that game got a 13 for CBS for week four, the highest for week four since 2015. And it was not the entire market that carried the game, the entire country. So that was just on 88% of the CBS market, that Bears-Vikings game, but still got a 13 rating. The Pats and Bills, that was a regional game, went to 57% of the country, but that scored a 9.3 for CBS compared to 9.2 last year. Fox lost for the first time this year in NFL ratings. They didn't have compelling games, but they still got a 10.8 for a football game in the afternoon. And that was for either the Kansas City Chiefs-Detroit Lions game, which was a thrilling game, went down to the finish, or the upset by the Tampa Bay Bucks over the L.A. Rams. Scored a 10.8. Think about that for just a moment. You've got, at one point, on a Sunday afternoon, where the weather, last Sunday in September, first Sunday in fall, where the weather across most of the country is really good, and still you have something like a quarter of the people watching an NFL game. College football didn't fare as well, but they still get strong ratings. On Saturday, the ABC game, Ohio State-Nebraska, that was a game televised in prime time. That got a 3.9 for ABC. Of course, Ohio State blew out Nebraska early before the Cornhuskers tried to come back. But that's a 36% decline from last year at the similar time. Week four of the season, or week five, they start a couple of weeks earlier than the NFL. Clemson, North Carolina, that was an afternoon game. That got a 3.1. That was a thrilling game. Went down to the finish, where Clemson coach Mack Brown went for the two. And had they made the two, they probably would have won the game. But they didn't make the two. But still, that was a thrilling game. Clemson, North Carolina got a 3.1. The noontime games, very similar. Northwestern, Wisconsin, that got a 2.2. And Oklahoma, Texas Tech on Fox got a 2.2. ABC carried the Northwestern Wisconsin game. A couple of other broadcast notes, baseball-wise, and as I put this together, the postseason about to be covered by various networks for Major League Baseball. The regular season came to an end yesterday, September the 29th. First of all, the Athletic, of which I'm a subscriber, and there is a paywall. The Athletic last week did a tremendous Q&A with John Sterling, the radio voice of the New York Yankees. It is high, it is far, it is gone. But anyway, hey, I remember when Sterling did talk, not just sports talk, general talk, on 570 WMCA in New York back in the day. But anyway, Sterling, great, great Q&A with John Sterling, the radio voice of the Yankees. And it's in The Athletic. I'll link to it in the show notes. Yesterday marked the end of what, something like a 72-year run of the Chicago Cubs on WGN. They're going to a regional sports network next year of their own. They also fired their manager, John Madden. So the next guy they hire as manager, you would think, has to be TV savvy. That's part of the deal. In this day and age, if you want to be a Major League Baseball manager, not only must you deal with the media, but you have to be savvy in dealing with the media. You've got to have some charisma. You've got to have an Aaron Boone persona. You watch Aaron Boone, how he deals with the New York media, and he's this era's Joe Torre. Torre was excellent with dealing with the New York media, and Aaron Boone is really about the same. So you've got to be media savvy, and don't kid yourself. That'll be part, in addition to all this analytics stuff, that'll be part of the overall package, what the GM of the Cubs, Theo Epstein, will be looking for in the next manager. How TV savvy, how media savvy, but particularly how TV savvy is this manager going to be with the new Chicago Cubs network? And finally, the Colorado Rockies have announced a multi-year extension with AT&T Sports Networks, and AT&T carries their game across the Midwest, the Rockies games. They've been doing it since 1997. They said it was a multi-year extension, but they didn't announce the length of the extension. But the Rockies and AT&T Sports Networks will remain together. That's going to do it for the Sports Media Beat. Be sure to visit the website, sportsmediabeat.com. You can subscribe to the podcast. It is available in all the podcast directories. And by the way, it's even on my YouTube channel, which is Sports Canter. If I can say it, it's even on my YouTube channel, which happens to be under Sportscaster Dan. We don't edit here. We just let it flow. And as always, thanks for listening. And if you're on YouTube, viewing the Sports Media Beat.